Our story begins in Todd's apartment, where Hannah and Todd have just given Perry and Rex a tour.
Wow, Todd. Your apartment is great. I wish mine was this big.
You call this big?
In Manhattan? Definitely.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
How you doing, Rex? I know things are still strained between you and Mac.
I'm okay. It hurts, but Mac is either going to come around or he isn't. I have to just let things happen.
What are you guys doing New Year's Eve?
I don't know yet. Maybe figuring out how to make 2005 better than 2004.
It has been a crazy year.
I've had a lot of heartache this year.
I'm not going to make it, Perry.
Don't say that. Put your oxygen back on. Here, let me help you.
I have to say this. This may be my last chance.
Mom, I know we've had lots of issues over the last few years, but let's just forget about that. You're my mother, and I love you, and I want you to know that.
But I'm not, Perry.
Not what? Mom, what are you talking about?
I'm not your mother. We adopted you when you were a baby.
What? Mom, you're not thinking clearly. Just relax.
It's true, son. I have to go now. I love you.
Mom. Mom. Oh, my God, no.
Can you hear it across the valley? Can you hear that mournful sound? I'm riding red silver, going to where I'm bound. High above the fields of clover, on a lazy high
moon.
When I get
Losing your mom was so devastating.
But you and Rex were so good to me during that time. I never would have made it through without you.
Hey, we love you.
I lost my father when I was in high school, and it took me a long time to get over it. I did a lot of acting out after that, probably to hide my grief.
Not having my mom left such a big hole in my life. I could have used her this summer when I met Serena Stiles. What are you going to do now, Perry? Pray?
Oh, my God. How dare you show your face at this hospital?
Hello? Do I know you?
Do you know me? You should. You ruined my life.
Look, lady, you must have me mistaken for someone else.
Oh, I know exactly who you are, you bastard.
Perry, I appreciate you sharing that story with me. It's such a small world that Serena's my new boss.
I know. Even in Manhattan.
But things weren't all bad this year.
Rex is right. You two found each other.
I'll never forget the day when Rex told me he had feelings for me.
I don't know if I can.
I don't know if you can either. I don't know how to say this to you, Perry.
No, Rex, please.
I've thought about it over and over.
You become
in my mind
so important to me.
How I would do it.
I swear I'll find a way to be your friend and leave everything else out.
In
please
fact,
say we can get past this.
I'm not sure you're going to let me say this at all.
Rex.
I guess I just have to show you, Perry.
Whenever I call you friend, I begin to think I understand. And it really you and I.
Oh, I love hearing that story. I was so happy when you first told me you were together.
So are we. I know we have a lot to deal with next year, but I know we can make it if we both want it bad enough.
I agree.
We're all going to have a great 2005, guys. Mark my words.
Is that a promise?
You bet.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.